Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
We'll be right back. vetting up what they say.
On the contrary, Mr. Mum, there's a great deal to see.
Ah, I see. Another one of their gimmicks. They are quite fond of them, I must say.
I prefer the term psycho amnesia. White wings are so pejorative.
This voice is just filling with specters. I belong to neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine in my moment something about that.
There's nothing to see in the blackness, my dear. Just more blackness. Just more blackness.
I'm not gonna throw everything away on the likes of you, Mum. So pick about my sins all you like. There's heaps of them. But I'll be goddamned if I'm brought down by the likes of someone. Something like you.
I expected nothing less from a woman as stalwart as you, Miss Vespertine.
I'm flattered. Now, where the hell is this place?
Right around the corner here.
Rather ritzy neighborhood to keep a safe house, isn't it?
That's the point. No one expects you to spend a lot of money on a house just to use it as a storage closet.
Where are your other safe houses?
Various places.
Who do you have watching this place?
A friend.
Finn O'Hearn, huh? The Irish hitman for the Sullivan family. How'd you pull that off?
I almost forgot about that talent of yours. Everyone has skeletons in their closet, especially a man like O'Hearn. But in his case, it's not the sins that are his downfall, but the grains of good. Our friend Mr. O'Hearn has a daughter he has worked quite hard at hiding. Her existence is unknown, and if he wants to keep it that way, he'll make sure my safe house here is taken care of.
And if he doesn't?
Then everyone he has ever crossed will receive an email containing his daughter's school, address, schedule, and typical hangouts.
Charming.
Here we are. Ladies first. It's up here.
Where the hell is it, Mom?
In the floor.
Clever.
Not clever enough.
What the fuck is this, Mum?
I'm sure I don't know. This isn't my doing, I can tell you that. But it is an interesting turn of events, nonetheless.
Shut the fuck up, Mum. Axel Ramadas says to say hello and goodbye.
Mr. Ramada, still angry about his face, is he? I only melted half of it.
Yeah, real funny asshole. Time for you and your bitch to take a dirt nap. Ah, fuck! Ah, fuck! Fuck! Ah.
This bitch is in the mood to be fucked with. Move a muscle and I'll put a fucking bullet in your brain. If you've got one in that thick skull of yours. You understand?
Yeah, ma'am. Whatever you say, just don't shoot.
Mom, give me the tape.
Of course.
All right. Now let's get going.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask our friends here a few questions to make sure our safety is guaranteed.
Then clean up your shit, Mom. I'll be in the car. Good luck, assholes.
Don't kill me, Mom. Don't kill me.
Oh, I'm not going to kill you. But you might want to think about killing your partner over there. He's been going behind your back, telling Mr. Ramada you've been skimming money. In fact, he was instructed to kill you after you killed me. Now, that's not a very good partner, is it?
No, it isn't.
What? No, man, what? That ain't true. Don't listen to him. Shut up! Here, take this and show him the consequences of his betrayal.
Yeah, of course. Deceit, it can't be tolerated.
No, man! No, please! Attaboy. Now, don't you think it was quite rude of Mr. Ramada to put a hit out on you? After all your years of service, he has the audacity to have you clipped. Well, I think that deserves a special kind of punishment, don't you?
Yeah, that son of a bitch should pay.
I agree. I think you should make the left half of his face match the right. Wouldn't that teach him a lesson?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Good boy. And one more thing.
Anything.
Tell him Mom says hello and goodbye.
Did you take care of it?
I did. I'm a bit surprised, Miss Vespertine, that you would allow me my druthers with your fellow humans.
I've told you before, Mom. I couldn't give a shit what you do to the scumbags you frequent with, as long as it's in our best interest.
Pragmatist indeed.
Eggs and omelets, Mom. Eggs and omelets.
Speaking of which...
What are you doing?
I'm afraid Mr. O'Hearn has failed his post. There must be consequences, regrettably.
Don't you dare send that email, Mum. Killing some scumbag mobsters is one thing, but condemning that little girl to death because of her daddy's mistakes is not something I'll allow.
Interesting. But I wonder, what leverage do you have over me? We both know the Esoterium cares little about collateral damage. So how, pray tell, do you plan on stopping me?
Do you think you're the only one with connections? The one church has its fingers in a lot of pies, and that includes a slice of the dark market. Now, my contacts may not have the pull you do, but I'm sure there's plenty interested in your real identity. Not to mention the location of your other safe houses.
The location of my safe houses, hmm? I don't believe the Esoterium has that information, dear.
No, but I do. You told me a little while ago.
Well played, Miss Vespertine. Well played. I suppose I can give Mr. O'Hearn a little slack. This time.
Aw, you're a saint, Mom.
A- And that's why I think the Soviets drilled Kola Super Deep Borehole in Siberia. It leads to an interdimensional portal that leads to a hell-like reality that the Esoterium has not only covered up, but utilized in order to learn more about the Walks of Darkness. They're terraforming extraterrestrial terrain to torture and subjugate terrible life forms. Then they're extracting their bio-ethereal essence and cloning them in a cryptogenetic lab where they duplicate duplicious demonic denizens to do the dirty deeds of dominating Esodark. It's all there, man. Puzzle pieces primed for piecing together.
Well, I do find the recordings from the...
How auspicious that you would be talking puzzles, Mr. Yarrows. It's as if you plucked the thoughts right out of my head. I wouldn't be surprised if you could, knowing how that wonderfully insane mind of yours works.
Hey, I'm not insane, I think.
That's not an insult, my white-haired friend. So many things lie beyond the borders of sanity that we must abandon all those things logical and rational to finally grasp them. We are all passengers on a ship sailing tumultuous waters, ever peering through our telescopes looking for land, but only seizing upon the ephemera of traveling mists. It is just such a thing that'll be your next investigation. Normally I'd have the details delivered to you via messenger pigeon, but the clock is ticking on this one, and I wanted to convey its urgency by appearing personally.
But we don't see you.
There are many things you do not see, Mr. Yarrows, but they are there just the same. Now, I'm very excited to give you the next assignment, as it is an astonishing violation of all things reasonable. Ask me what it is. Ask me what it is.
What is it?
Why, I'm glad you asked, Mr. Salowin. I've been dying to tell you. It's a fascinating little tale. Shortly after the Great Darkness, in the small town of Inwood, a dark miracle occurred. Billions of puzzle pieces made from bone fell from the sky, littering the city's roads, rooftops, and land. After some tedious sorting, and with the help of some powerful psychics, they were able to pre-sort the pieces that make up different parts of the puzzle. But what is the relevance of this puzzle, you ask? Well, it is believed it forms images of the last darkness. This is where you come in. A particular section of the puzzle called the Newman Collection is being analyzed by a team of mathematicians in the quaint little town of Weird Mills. So called because of the bizarre windmills inhabiting the lovely place. A perfect setting to reveal the secrets of the Inwood puzzle, is it not? Of course, we're not the only interested party. Hence the rush. It seems the Osculus is also quite interested in it. They set a research team to investigate. I cannot stress the importance of gathering this information before others are able to utilize it. But I have reason to believe you'll do just that. Tell me, is my faith warranted?
Yes, very much so.
Wonderful! I'm so glad to hear it. As usual, we've arranged for your transportation. You'll be taking a train at 8 a.m. tomorrow to Portland, then renting a car to drive the rest of the way. It seems you're missing some members. Where is Mr. Mum and Miss Vespertine?
They're following up on a lead regarding the whereabouts of Dorsey's palace, and, potentially, who may have taken it. They are currently in Tacoma, Washington.
Excellent, then. Once they're done, have them meet you at Weird Mills. I do look forward to the reports.
Speaking of which, we have our reports concerning the protocols of the Black Moth.
Oh yes, I have them here, Mr. Salowin. I can't wait to read them.
But I had them. Where? Of course.
Good day, my fellows. And good luck.
Where did he go? There's no door over there.
Of course there isn't. Sometimes I think our handlers would make a better circus troupe than actual supervisors. But such is the way of things.
I couldn't agree with you more, Gretchen. Felix, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving.
I am as well. I'll wait for sup something quick.
Thanks, Vance.
Care to join us, Gretchen? I know you've no need for food, but we would surely enjoy your company.
Sure, why not?
Do either of you know who or what this Osculus is?
They're the cabals and groups that refuse to join the Esoterium, choosing to remain independent agencies. However, these organizations decided to form an alliance with one another in case the Esoterium made a move against one of them. Safety in numbers, I suppose.
How do you know all this?
When I was a floater, I heard a couple of people talking about them. I can't remember what organization it was, but they were talking about how the Osculus were becoming more prominent. Didn't sound like they liked them very much.
I imagine the Esoterium isn't fond of anything it can't directly control.
But... is regrettably true.
How do you think Marvin and Helena are doing?
I haven't seen any news flashes about murders in Tacoma, so they're hopefully fine. Who knows? Perhaps some time together will bring them closer, or at least teach them to tolerate one another.
An optimistic, if not entirely improbable, idea.
You're right. One of them is probably trying to figure out where to bury the other's body by now.
We mustn't be too harsh on them. While Mum is blameless for his dark dispositions, Helena can hardly be held accountable for her convictions.
What do you mean?
The One Church, like many religious organizations, is quite polarized in their perspectives, harsh in their convictions. They are a well-greased machine, certainly, but at the cost of possessing more nuanced perspectives. To be part of the One Church is to adopt their beliefs and dogmas wholeheartedly. I imagine an environment like that does not leave much room for flexibility.
If I might ask, Gretchen, what is the Council of Ghosts like?
I suppose it's not unlike any of the other cabals. Secretive, elusive, doesn't play well with others unless it has to.
I see. And why do they call you the Daughter of Ghosts? It's a rather unique moniker.
A story for another day, perhaps. Thank you for the company. But I do have some things I need to do. Good night, gentlemen.
Night, Gretchen.
Good night.
The investigation of the protocols of the Moth has borne some unanticipated fruit. While my past research with discarnate energies has been limited to its dispersal and consequential conservation of the environment, our findings in Death's Head have revealed some interesting new revelations. Specifically, its capacity to be not only conserved within a dead vessel, but to reconfigure and catalyze both spiritual and physiological change. I've never seen discarnate energy behave in this matter, and for obvious reasons, it has become of great personal interest to me. My question is, does the Council of Ghosts know about this? And if so, have they been keeping it from me? Dr. Heinrich has been transparent with me from the beginning, but I'm starting to suspect he's concealing something. Perhaps it's paranoia. Perhaps not. Regardless, this could lead to progress on the nature of Edwin and Janice. How they... I mustn't get ahead of myself. I must follow the data as I've always done. Still, this is a valid path of research that could revolutionize how we think of discarnate energy and maybe, just maybe, shed some light on myself and how I came to be.
Obscurary is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Stephen Zivick, Steve Anzalone, and Kelly Baer. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MAELTOPIA. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, stories, and podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/Meltopia.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.